Ever wonder how to create a successful B2B podcast? You know, one that actually acquires and retains a substantial following? And once you have it, how do you keep it real time and relevant so it's always speaking to your audience? Podcast Pointers is where you'll get the ins and outs of creating a successful B2B podcast and a plethora of tools you need to help make it manageable. I'm Greg Myers, and as the host of the Leaders in Payments podcast and founder of Podcast 609, I've already navigated through all the what-ifs and if-thens of podcasting. My goal now is to share them with you so you can benefit from my experience. So let's get started.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of Podcast Pointers. My name is Megan Williams, and I'm the content strategist here at Podcast 609, as well as your host for the show today. Today, I'm talking with Greg Myers about content. So, Greg, talk to us about managing a realistic expectation when it comes to content for your podcast.
Yeah, I think that's really something every company sort of has to answer for themselves. But two things to think about here on this topic. If you're doing 2 episodes per month, obviously that's 24 topics for the year. And my guess is that most B2B marketing departments can probably come up with 24 topics. I mean, the other thing to think about is that for every episode that you do and you launch, you're going to have at least 10 pieces of content that you can leverage from that show. We're going to do a whole episode on that later, but think about it from social posts and graphics to audiograms to YouTube videos. There's so much content you can create from one podcast. So as you're thinking about content, you know, it's 24 maybe episodes for the year, but the amount of content created just out of those is much, much more.
Okay. And how do you effectively target the content towards your audience in a way that makes it relevant and impactful?
Yeah. One of the things that I hear the most is we don't have enough content. And I really just have a hard time agreeing with that. And I think once I kind of talk through some of these things, that then companies or people realize, okay, yeah, there are enough topics. There's enough content here. So you can do things like interview your executive team. You can interview your customers, kind of like a testimonial or a case study. You can talk to your partners. You can talk to industry experts, research analysts. There's so many people that you can talk to and about different topics. And what are the top 5 pain points that your customers have that you solve for your customers? I mean, put a theme around that. What are your unique differentiators? What makes you truly unique in the marketplace? What are your value props? You know, does your company have a unique startup story that you think people would want to know about? What kind of mergers and acquisitions have you done? Are you thinking about doing? What is it part of your strategy? Do you have white papers, research reports, very impactful blogs you've already written? All of those are areas where you can definitely pull out topics for a podcast. You could do a series about your employees, spotlighting one of them, some of them, all of them. So just those things alone, you should come up with at least 24 topics if you're going to do, you know, 2 a month. And, you know, that's one of the things we do at Podcast 609 is we will help you figure that out. We will work with you. We have templates you can use. We'll have strategy sessions where we can kind of walk you through all those ideas, you know, and based on kind of the theme and the expectations that you've set for your podcast, we can help you come up with those content ideas. And I even suggest people that they list all these out, like just start writing them down. And you know, I recently did that with someone. We came up with a lot more than 24, and then you start kind of bunching them together. And before you know it, you've got 2 episodes a month, you've got a year's worth of content. And back to your question, what can make this relevant? I think the most important thing to do as part of this exercise is put yourself in the shoes of your customers or your prospects and what would really resonate with them. And if you don't really know the answer to that, ask your sales team. What are they hearing from prospects? What is the market research saying that the needs are of your customers? I mean, all of those are things that are going to help you make the most relevant and impactful podcast is really knowing what problems you're solving and how you're solving them. And that definitely can be part of your podcast strategy. It can be all of it, but you can do other things. Like I mentioned, you know, the themes around employees and executives and other things, but certainly start with building that community, that's your goal, right? Build that community. You're going to do that by solving, you know, helping articulate how you solve the problems for your customers. So I think that's incredibly important. That's how it's going to make it relevant to you and impactful to your audience.
Great. Thanks for all that, Greg. We really appreciate hearing your perspective, and that's a good bit of value for our audience. To all you listeners out there, please join us on our next Podcast Pointers episode, where we'll be discussing how podcasting can drive your revenue.
Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found the information helpful. I look forward to seeing you here back again for our next episode. And as always, feel free to check out our website for more information. The team here at Podcast 609 is always here to address and support any of your podcasting needs, and we can be found at podcast609.com. And until the next episode.